NUI Galway accounted for Letterkenny IT in the Sigerson Cup quarterfinals this evening in Dangan. 2-8 to 1-8 the final scoreline. Letterkenny had trailed 1-5 to 4 at the break but did come back really well in the early stages of the second half to bring it back to level terms by the 21st minute. Ryan McFadden had gotten a goal in the 9th minute after a good pass from Jack McSharry, followed by points from Conor O'Donnell, Joel B. Walsh with a 45 and Jack McSharry from play to leave it 1-7 apiece, as we said, after the NUI Galway side had lost Nathan Mullen to a black card in the 8th and Gavin Durkin to a second yellow in the 10th minute. Tom O'Callaghan and Matthew Tierney with scores had kept NUI Galway in touch, but the goal for NUI came, the second goal that is, in the 26th minute of the second half. Tom O'Callaghan with a really good finish after some very patient build up, and that was after some really good play by LYIT to help keep them in touch in that game, and at times looked like they were going to take the win. At half time, as we said, NUI Galway led 1-5 to 4 points. Joel B. Walsh had gotten LYIT off to a good start, while NUIG hit 3 wides in the opening 4 minutes. Further scores from Jason McGee, Conor O'Donnell and Walsh again had LYIT 4-1 up by the 18th minute, but the Galway side finished the half well and hit 1-4 without reply, the goal from Owen Kelly in the 28th minute to leave them 1-8 to 4 up at half time. And despite a huge effort from Letterkenny again here this evening in Dangan, it just wasn't to be, and it's the Galway side who march on to the semi-finals, where they'll face Munster Technical University, Kerry.